Thank you, Mr. Vice Chair. I agree entirely with what the distinguished delegate of Canada has just said, but I'm a little confused as to why this has suddenly become a problem. At the eighth, the preparatory committee before the eighth review conference, we had exactly the same practice. Nobody then, as far as I know, was worried that this might be construed as being a consensus or negotiated document. The language in the preparatory committee report was exactly the same as we have now, with all the caveats. So I don't understand why this was acceptable in 2016 and is somehow problematic now. I also have a difficulty in that, as the as paragraph 45 says, the 2020 meeting of states parties decided that we would do this, that we would have a summary report. I think it's paragraph 31B of the MSP report from 2020. So if we have made a decision in principle that this would be the case in the 2020 MSP, again, what has changed? Why? I have no objection to changing our minds, but I would like to understand why we are changing our minds. And I think for clarity in the report, we should acknowledge that we have changed our minds, if that is indeed what we're doing. If anyone can clear that up for me, I'd be very grateful, but certainly pending satisfactory answers to those questions, my delegation's position would be to maintain our decision to have a summary report as you have offered us. Thank you.
I thank the distinguished ambassador of the UK.